Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Domino's mind is a vast wasteland of stuff.
This has wildly exceeded my expectations of stupidity.
It's time to go beyond the goatee.
Do you know who Jake Knapp is? And I'm not telling you you should. Do you know who Jake Knapp
is? The name does ring a bell, but I can't tell you who he is offhand.
Well, he's playing at Augusta. Ask me what he was doing 2 years ago.
What was he doing 2 years ago?
He was a bouncer at a nightclub called the Country Club. It's a God's honest truth, man. That's usually like a U.S. Open story. Anybody can qualify. Yeah, I don't know who he is. I don't know really much about him, but I have great respect for a guy who bounces at any club. If you're what do you think the Country Club is? Is it a play on that it's not very fancy? It's just because if you need a bouncer, you don't need a bouncer at a place. You don't need a bouncer at a place called the Country Club.
Or
if it's truly a country club.
Is it called the Country Club, you know, because it's the polar opposite?
That's the point. Club. Right.
Like, you don't, like looking at somebody and saying, man, you're in great shape if they weigh 350 pounds.
What's up, Slim?
Exactly. No, I know where you're going with this.
Hey, Tiny. Someone's like 6'8".
A place that's a real country club doesn't need a bouncer. That's my point.
Correct.
You don't go over to Peachtree right here and go...
It's a legitimate place that needs a bouncer.
Yeah, and he's now playing he's playing at Augusta. That's a true story.
So he was like Dalton.
Yeah. So here is... listen to this real quick.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Now, you're way off. It's April the 12th.
I know. We're not going to be here tomorrow, you and I, but tomorrow's the anniversary of FDR's death in 1945. And boy, the New Deal, and he made it through the Depression, and for the most part, he passed away a couple of months
before. And because of him, you can only have 2 terms as a president.
Yeah,
because at the end, they said he wasn't really with it, but he just kept winning.
Down the hall! Is it the 12th or the 13th?
It's the 12th. It's on our back in time as well. That's
how
I know.
Well, then he passed away on this date. I gave him one more day to live in 1945. The guy made it through. He steered the country through the Depression and World War II. That's what it, again, you can tell me about his policy, the New Deal. I liked it. I didn't like it. You weren't around for it. But okay, if you're a historian.
Now, when we say down the hall, we mean extra 106.3.
Down the hall to the left.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm not going to
rank
him.
It's Atlanta's only conservative news talk station.
He's the 32nd president of the country. I didn't rank him 32nd. That would be down the hall if I started to rank. The point is the Depression and World War II. Guy had a lot on his plate.
He did.
A lot on his plate. Pushed the New Deal through whether you liked it or not. All right, had you ever heard this story before?
In Gilligan's Island, I had a theme song. Sit right down and get it down here on Gilligan's Island. And the melody to Let It Whip was Wanna See It Whipping. Show it, treat you right. Give me just a minute of your time tonight. We both are here to have big fun. So let it whip. That's where Let It Whip.
Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, that's good.
All these years listening to that song by the Daz Band. Who knew? Who knew?
This is a thing called the print shop. That guy who says, now I've heard it all, leaves, he really does leave. He couldn't believe it. He just left. He walked right out of the print shop. Now, somebody from the Daz Band said, this is not true at all. I don't care. That guy told a story, and it was so impressive to a guy who works in a podcast called The Print Shop that the guy got up and left. He legitimately left after hearing that story. As we like to say, who did know? Hey, who's the king? Who's the king of sports movies in terms of actors? Who's the king?
Is it Kevin Costner?
Nope.
Leonard DiCaprio.
Nope, it's not him either.
I saw last week you said that you turned down the movie role in Big. Have you ever talked to Tom Hanks about that?
No, I don't think we ever had that conversation.
What would you say then?
I also turned down League of Their Own, so I guess we got a lot to talk about.
He would have been in another sports movie. That's Dennis Quaid. He's got 15. Now, some are cycling and other things. He's got a new movie out about golf based on a true story. He's the king of the sports movie. He turned down Big, though. I wanted to know what you thought about that.
I think that he made the right choice because I don't think anybody else but Tom Hanks could
Dennis
play.
Quaid might have been too ruggedly handsome to play that part.
Yeah, you got to walk that fine line between goofy and being, or at least trying to be an adult. I don't think Quaid.
Could he have done A League of Their Own?
As the manager?
Yeah.
I think it would have been much angrier.
No, he turned down the Rosie O'Donnell part. That's what he was saying.
Oh, there. I didn't know that. Yeah, well, there you go. He was kind of ahead of his time. Down the hall!
That was me. I cut that one. I cut out the part about he turned down the Rosie O'Donnell part.
Right.
That's not true.
It's poor editing, Chris, on your part.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
What's the hottest item at Augusta in the marketing shop? The big store, the size
flags?
Of Costco. It's a big one. What's bigger? There it is. Adam Gillespie just said it. It's the Master's Gnome. You know what that is? That's right there.
So what am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know. People are grabbing it like it's the hottest thing ever, like it's going to go up in value, where it's like Bitcoin. Adam, you did know that for the last few years, then. The Master's Gnome is king.
Yeah, it came out a few years ago. I know some people that live in Augusta, and they have the whole collection. I mean, it is a thing to get when you get there.
I mean, it's the shop till you drop thing. People, like, run to the Gnome Center.
Listen, to each their own, I guess.
I'm not
a big fan of memorabilia anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
What am I going to do with it?
Yeah, I don't know. Just say you have one, I guess.
They do go up in values. A lot of stuff from that shop goes up in value once it gets into the secondary market, but these definitely do.
Yeah. But again, the big push is to go get as many gnomes.
I'm looking at one on eBay right now, $315.
For this year's already?
Yes.
That's excessive.
$375, okay. $399.
Oh, goodness.
Just as you scroll, it goes up and up.
Wow, that's cheap.
Well, now it makes sense.
And what do they go for? $29 and change, maybe? $39? I don't know what they go for. It might have been $29 or $39, I read. Doesn't matter. It's the hottest
thing. Stand corrected.
It's the hottest thing over there. Now, I don't think anybody's really selling it for $3.99. I don't think that's happening. You put it up, you ask. You try to find some dupe somewhere in Montana who might, I'll do that. Send you $3.99 because he wants a Master's.
Somebody in the Midwest, maybe.
He wants a Master's.
Look at this gnome I got from Augusta. The snow covers it up half the time, but, we try to keep it indoors as much as possible.
Oh, you don't take it out of the box.
I only paid $450 for this.
Oh, you don't take it out of the box.
I put it outside in the yard. Gnome's got to be outside.
So you're going to have a game-used gnome eventually somewhere down the road to sell.
Yeah, it brings you luck to the house.
Okay. Do you know how much...
ward off evil spirits. Back to you, Chris.
Do you know how much, supposedly, Dwayne Johnson made for being in WrestleMania, whatever it was the other night? 40? Was it 40?
Being the final boss.
Yeah. Do you know how much money? He picked up shares in TKO.
Yeah.
He now has 193,000 TKO shares.
He told during the main event...
He owns 97,000 more... Yeah. And a lot of people are saying that was his pay to go and do it.
He told the referee in the main event, stop counting or I'll fire you.
And at one point, I guess after that transaction, those shares were worth a little over $9 million at that time.
Yeah.
So $9 million to be in two
WrestleMania
matches.
He did his job.
It looks like he got about $9 million because he took his pay in stock, which is what a lot of people do. Give me a piece. I don't want your cash. Give me a piece and I'll see if I can get it to go up at that point. Do you know what I mean when I say not every Olympian is created equally?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah, like Jesse Owens and someone that won a gold medal for curling.
Right.
Case
it's a gold medal.
Yeah.
So now track and field for the first time ever in Paris, United States track and field, is going to give you $50,000 for gold and they're going to pay you for medals. I looked over, do you know how few Michael Phelps there are? There are some people who capitalize. Michael Phelps capitalized. Jesse Owens' name, rightfully so. 95% of people who win Olympic gold medals, we don't even know their names. Even from our own country, we just don't know their names. What do you think about the idea of paying for medals now? And it's only track and field. It's not swimming yet. It's not wrestling yet. They're going to give out money. The Track and Field Association.
I don't have a problem with it.
Now,
I guess if I'm a wrestler, I might have a problem.
But
where's mine?
But there are people who say, whether it's Home Depot who hires a lot of Olympians, win a gold medal or not, and can they get money into it for other medals? It's USA Track and Field is going to be paying.
I guess you got to start someplace.
All right, last one. Who is maybe the scariest man to play in the NFL in the last 30 years? I won't say Chuck Bednarik. I won't say Lawrence Taylor. Let's just go about the last 30 years. Who's the scariest man to play in the NFL?
Lawrence Taylor.
No.
I'm going to say take him out. But I'm going to tell you something. In terms of scary, the guy I'm about to let you hear from might be scarier. Do you have any other guess?
Bill Romanowski.
No.
I want you to listen to a sit-down that a guy is having with James Harrison. James Harrison, right across me, closer than you and I are right now.
Two last questions. The combine, what was that experience like for you?
You don't know me, do you?
Huh?
You don't know me, do you? I never went to a combine.
You didn't go to the combine. How about the draft?
I never got drafted.
Then I don't. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, James. Take care.
Does he walk away at that point?
Oh, yeah. Oh. And he says, okay, James, take care. The guy does say, then I guess I don't know you. Can you imagine?
Like this is stuff, if you do like a Wikipedia search, it's kind of right there. I mean, again, none of us are batting 1,000. We all make mistakes.
But why are you sitting down with James Harrison?
Right, you're sitting down with the guy.
Yeah.
He didn't just call you or just walk into the room on a lark.
Do you understand what James Harrison can do to another NFL football player is amazing. What could he have done to this guy? What would they have called him? A pencil neck geek, perhaps, if we're going to go back to the world
of Classy Freddie Blassie?
Yeah. Thank God James Harrison walked away and didn't really get angry. Do you agree with me? Maybe in the last 30 years, he might be the scariest guy to play in the NFL.
He is. And look at him, what he still does in the gym. Yeah. He wears the old school, like, Rocky sweatsuit. And he's lifting all these weights in ways that people don't lift weights. So, yeah, he is kind of frightening in that regard.
All right, there you go. I'm
not crossing him.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.